Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Yes, everybody, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. And you're wondering, what is that music? Where is her regular theme music? Well, that is music that we play on some of the other networks we're on. That particular piece was created by the one and only, one of our former folks, Nick Johnson, and we're playing that just for you. You're going to hear different parts of that. That's actually a really cool song. And I asked Nick, what's the name of it? They never really got the song out in the public, so I don't know that it has a name. But we'll give it a name as we go through today's show. What a cool show we've got for you today. Wow. We have got both Linda Daniels and Fabienne Cousteau joining us here today on the Dr. Pat Show as part of our Perf Go Green Hour, Green by Choice. And what that means is we're going to be talking about sustainable. We're going to be talking about nature. We're going to be talking about having a path in life and what ecotourism might mean. We're going to be talking about people such as Fabienne and Linda, who have said yes to A, continuing a legacy, and B, to making a difference in the world. Now, for those of you that are not familiar with Linda Daniels and Perf Go Green, let me just tell you a little bit about who she is. When we think about the number of plastic bags and plastic in general on the planet, and we think about how long we've gone in just piling and piling and piling, and the very fact that every piece of plastic that has ever been made is still here with us, you can't help think about the people that are making a difference. Well, I've gotten the pleasure and the honor to connect with Linda Daniels and Tony Tracy of Perf Go Green. And the reason that this is such an important connection for me is that when you think about, is it possible? Are we in the future? Are we actually able to make a difference by the garbage bags that we use? You've got to be thinking about Perf Go Green. They are the leader in biodegradable plastic products and everyday green solutions. And one of the things I've had the honor of is I've had the honor of having many conversations with Linda, people from her team, and some of the guests like Fabienne Cousteau joining us here today. And so with Linda and, of course, Tony Tracy, who's been on previous shows, we get to talk about what a lot of people don't talk about. Today joining us, and I love this. Oh my God, am I going to be like totally nervous talking with him? Yeah, completely. A family tradition of exploration and conservation. And I'm talking about Fabienne Cousteau. Most of us understand who Jacques Cousteau is. And yes, I know who Jacques Cousteau is because I've watched television and watched him for years. But this Fabienne is an individual growing up on, you know, this amazing, on the salt stained decks of his famous grandfather's ships. And what we know is when you grow up in that environment, there is something that you learn, you feel, it gets to be in your cells, in your tissues, and then you get to choose what your life is going to be like. And so here we have Fabienne. You're going to hear about his story, his adventures, what it was like to grow up with Jacques Cousteau. But more importantly, what he has said yes to, whether it is, you know, looking at his enthusiasm found in the great white sharks in South Africa or in that so-called ecotourism or in sustainability or in that co-launched aspect of natural entertainment. This is a man that is on a mission, honored by so many. We're going to get to hear more about his life. We're going to get to visit his website. We're going to get to be part of who he is. He has been seen on television, on Oprah. He's been a regular guest contributor to NBC's Today Show. He is a much sought-after speaker, variety of foreign and domestic environmental and water conferences, and we've got him here today. Linda, Fabienne, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. It's wonderful to be here. And Fabienne, I am so thrilled that you said yes to me about being on the Perfco Green Hour today. I got to tell you, Pat, I've never met a man before that has as much passion for what he is doing in his life than Fabian.
Well, Fabian and then you put Tony Tracy together. Wow. We would actually have to up the wattage of the show today.
Well, unfortunately, Tony is not with us today. I thought we'd keep it a little bit calmer.
Yeah. Fabian, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Dr. Pat, and thank you, Linda. That's quite an introduction, and now I'm blushing in different shades. Thankfully, this is a radio show, so you can't actually see this, but it's quite an honor to be here, and of course, amongst some amazing people who are just as green, or hopefully we can say as blue as I am.
Yes. I want to ask you this question, and I've asked Linda this question, but it's a question that I ask pretty much everybody that's been on the show. And we're going to talk about, you know, your journey, your life, what it was like, you know, growing up with Jacques Cousteau. But, you know, we've talked about the many things you've done, the innovations, the awards, your passion. I'm interested in knowing, given all that you've done up to this point, what are some of the challenges that you had to overcome to bring you to this very moment?
Wow. Where to start?
I thought I'd ask that question first.
That's a very, very broad question. The best way to address that would be the challenges stem everywhere from, being part of this family. It definitely opens doors, but at the same time, once you step through that door, you have to be twice as sure and twice as good as anybody else, because that's what the expectation is. So that's definitely a challenge in itself, because there's some really, really amazing people out there. It's definitely always a challenge to rise up to expectations. And, going from there in terms of challenges with our ecosystem, as time ticks on, the challenges are getting to be greater and more complex as we're realizing some of the intricacies of what web we've woven over the last few decades.
You know, Linda, I know you have many questions because this is, and we want to thank you, Linda Daniels, Perfco Green. This is our Perfco Green Hour. Thanks to Linda, we are talking with Fabian. I know you have many, many questions that you would like to ask Fabian. Why don't we give you a shot to talk with him a little bit about his journey?
Well, Fabian, when I first met you, which was actually here in our offices in New York, we talked a great deal about your passion to replant the oceans and replanting it with not only with flora and fauna, but replanting it with fish. And I'd love to have you share with our listeners today what that journey was like and what you have found along the way and what progress you're making.
Oh, of course. I think what would be beneficial to the audience is to understand why our paths cross, seemingly very different paths, one from the oceans and one from land or from the industry of plastic alternatives. But it's actually, our worlds are very much intertwined, and how we kind of cross paths, in a sense, is, everything ends up in the ocean. And that greater concept, once it settles in our mind, starts to make sense when we realize that just in terms of plastic and just in terms of, say, the North Pacific gyre, which has started to get little momentum in the public eye. There was a news article, I think, in the New York Times just this week. And, of course, I spoke about it on Oprah, and there was a lot of attention brought to it elsewhere as well. But we've been talking about these things for 30 years or more, and others have as well. It's just now that the general public is starting to catch up to what's going on. Well, just in that North Pacific gyre, and a gyre is think of it as a big, slow-moving whirlpool, the size of Canada, all of that is now full of trash. And most of that trash, at least the floating stuff, is plastic. And if you're to quantify the amount of plastic that's in that gyre, estimate there are over 100 million tons of plastic floating around just in that one gyre. And I hate to say this, but there's one in every ocean. So, you know, that concerns me a great deal because that's only happened since plastics were available. And that's been, what, about 50 years, 1950. What's happening is, indirectly, it's ending up back in our plate.
Mm.
And if you want, we can go into more detail about this. But in essence, that's how I got very interested in Perfco Green and how Linda and I have connected on a very cerebral level and like-minded mission. It's one of those things we have to stop. We have to reduce our plastic consumption and stop it wherever we can, especially the single-use
Absolutely.
That just get washed down those. You know, think of our water world as the circulatory system of a body. You know, where those streams and rivers and everything are the blood streams that end up in the heart, which in this case would be the ocean.
Mm.
And that's how everything gets down.
Let's hold that, because that is exactly what we're talking about here. Fabienne Cousteau, Linda Daniels, this is our Perfco Green Hour. Since we've started the show, just to give you all a little bit of information, since this show started 12 minutes or so ago, plastic bag consumption went up 250,000 bags just since the beginning of this show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Way too high overgrown, you can barely see the ground or touch the sky.
A Sacred Moment is a unique funeral service offering distinctive choices for honoring and celebrating the life of a loved one. Whether you want to create an intimate home funeral vigil, an environmentally friendly burial, or a personalized tribute by planning a life celebration service with the support of a celebrant, A Sacred Moment can guide you in creating an experience that will truly reflect a life well lived. Call A Sacred Moment at 206-529-3803 and visit asacredmoment.com.
So how many times have you said, I need to quit smoking? And how many times have you tried to quit smoking only to fail? How many times a day are you smoking and wishing you weren't? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help you to become smoke-free for life. Take on the habits of a non-smoker, not an ex-smoker. Our clients tell us they simply lose the desire for the cigarette, become stress-free and relaxed, lose or maintain weight at the same time, and effortlessly take back control. Andy Castle quit his 15-year smoking habit and has been smoke-free for over a year. Jane Penrod quit smoking after smoking 3 packs a day for 50 years. Yes, it works. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
Did you know the leading cause of abnormal inflammation in the body is the American diet? Hi, this is Dr. Bonnie Berhunts, here to share some information about inflammation. We often link inflammation with an injury, a sprained ankle or pulled muscle, but inflammation is so much more than that. Experts believe that inflammation equals aging. Inflammation is the reason we get wrinkles, why we forget things, why we become irritable or even cranky. Inflammation is what causes arthritic pain, stiffness when you're moving the muscles, wheezing, of asthma, and the discomfort of allergies. For more information on how chiropractic adjustments can reduce the inflammatory process in your body, visit us at vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521 and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show, the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Did you know that nearly 60,000 dogs and cats are euthanized every year in Western Washington? Posado's Safe Haven Space Station, a state-of-the-art mobile vet clinic, travels to the areas that need help the most. Posado's is reducing the number of unwanted animals by making spaying and neutering easy, safe, and inexpensive. To check the space station schedule or to read more, please visit PosadosSafeHaven.org. That's P-A-S-A-D-O, SafeHaven.org.
So you said, but don't worry.
fall down somehow.
Oh, someday, not somehow, not maybe, we're gonna make it out all right.
Yeah,
not right now.
We're gonna all make it out all right. That is what I'm believing right now. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And if you want to find out more about us, go to www.thedrpatshow.com. If you want to find out more about us and what we're doing in the world of greening this planet, you can go to drpatsgreenchallenge.com. This is our Perfco Green Hour. Linda Daniels from Perfco Green joining us here. And a special, special guest, Fabian Cousteau. Linda, Fabian, thank you both for joining us here today. Boy, we've got a lot to talk about, don't we?
We do, Pat.
Now, Fabian, I would love for you to continue because I know that, you know, part of the conversation was in your connection with Linda Daniels and Perfco Green. And there is this amazing way that all of us are connecting and collaborating. And I think, Linda, you are asking Fabian about, you know, some of the things that are most important for all of us to know about. And, you know, in that conversation, there are so many things that come up in terms of what we could do. Fabian, I would love for you to share, you know, that point right now in your life, where you are, and what some of the things are that are most important to you.
Wow, there's so many things. But what's most important to me is that we give back what we've taken for granted for our future generations. One of the ways to do that is to be able to, and Linda alluded to this, is to be able to replant, in quotations, fish or flora and fauna in stressed bodies of water. I started a new endeavor kind of on my off hours, usually about 3 o'clock in the morning, a new nonprofit initiative to do just that, to enlist, you know, local people in areas where they may not know what their backyard holds, their backyard being their water body, so lakes and streams and oceans and all that. But to be able to enlist them into doing a give back, I always get this question of, well, what can I do? Once I paint this picture or this painting of what's going on in our oceans and how beautiful it is and how it's threatened and all this stuff, people really get into it and get concerned, and they always ask, well, what can I do? And the frustrating part is when you can't give people an answer to that, a direct, simple answer. Mm. And you know, the thing is, most of the answers that are out there stem from curtailing our bad habits. So there are a lot of fairly simple answers to help with the problem. And one of them was this planting a fish idea. And going and literally, you know, it came to me one night. I'm going, oh, my God, there's so many programs out there for planting trees, but no one's paying attention to the 99% of our world living space, which if you think of the world in a three-dimensional world, in a three-dimensional way, the oceans are the 99% of that living space. So all of a sudden, I go, ha-ha. Why don't we start planting fish? Now, I don't mean literally, but to start reintroducing these keystone species in these areas where they've been depleted. And for a number of reasons. One, of course, is an educational element and a give-back element so that the general public can feel like they're participating. But secondly, it's giving nature a leg up on its healing process. And ultimately, we all benefit from that because it gives not only, of course, a natural benefit and environmental benefit, but it gives also commercial benefit down in the future. You know, we need to be able to manage our planet like a bank account. And I think we've gotten to a crossroads where we're starting to understand we can't eat away at the capital anymore. We have to start living on the interest. Because, unfortunately, in this case, there is no bailout loan. There is no Planet B.
That's right. There really isn't.
You know, it amazes me when you say, and I'm in awe of the fact, and most people I don't think really understand this, 99% of our living space is water.
Mm.
Similar to our bodies, I might add.
which is kind of a
whole different conversation. But, you know, having people like Fabian, you know, supporting our waters to make them safer, cleaner, reproducing fish and fauna and everything else is just so important. And, Fabian, I would ask you how, you know, the average American, the average person could really help in this respect. What is it that they could do? If one of our listeners right now says, geez, I want to be a part of that, how can they get involved?
Well, just to take a very simple example of what we were talking about plastics earlier, if we're to understand that in those plastic pools, those plastic gyres that I was mentioning earlier, we're to understand that over 80% of that comes from land-based activity, meaning what we do in our everyday lives, and we start paying attention to that, that goes a long way into reducing the waste, the plastics that last 300, 400, 500, 600 years out in the wild, from going there in the first place. And, you know, those single-use containers that I was mentioning earlier, those plastic bags, and et cetera. I know plastic bags happen to be the poster child for plastic things in the first place, but all plastic should be disposed of properly, or better yet, recycled, or better yet, not used at all. And if we can, in our everyday lives, reduce that, you know, every human being, if you're to take an average of the single-use containers that we use on this planet, we use 8 single-use containers per person per day on average. Some of us use more, some of us use less. And by that, I mean everything from a straw on up. So that stuff, once you use it, you end up tossing it. And a lot of times, it ends up in the waste stream rather than disposed of properly or recycled. And that's a real problem. That plastic contains all sorts of chemicals that are poisoning our future. And I mean quite literally, because as we've found out with our most recent expedition that ended up on a special on PBS with the orcas, you know, the orcas are our direct reflection in the ocean. They're an apex predator. They eat everything, nothing eats them. They drink from the same waters. They're highly intelligent. They're basically made up the same way we are. And they basically interact the same way we do with their environment. The key difference is that they don't produce plastics or waste or anything like that. And what we noticed is, in especially with the population of the Pacific Northwest, where they are close to human activity,
yes,
they're starting to come down with all sorts of weird problems. Cancer rate, learning and behavioral disabilities, spontaneous abortion, thyroid problem, all these things that they never used to have. And they're directly attributable to a lot of the chemicals that are produced by human beings. And most notably, some of those chemicals are in plastic manufacturing and plastic waste. Which then trickles down into the food web from the bottom up, and those things accumulate in greater and greater concentration as they get up the food web. And once they get into dietary targets of killer whales, of orcas, such as Chinook salmon, which we happen to eat as well, all of a sudden we're seeing problems happening. And, you know, we have over 70,000 chemicals that we deal with in our everyday lives. And there are 2,000 new chemicals introduced every year. I'll just pick one, PBDE, the so-called flame retardants, which are also embedded in a lot of plastics and plastic products. The PBDEs are known carcinogens. Are known to cause behavioral and learning disabilities, as well as growth disabilities. Well, unfortunately, we're now starting to see the same things that are happening to the orcas are happening to us in terms of accumulating those in our system. And it just so happens to coincide with the increase in those kinds of problems that I just mentioned in our children. And now it's starting to become very evident that the more that we put that in the system, the more it's coming back to bite us in the butt. So we really need to figure this out and stop, A, wasting things, but B, more importantly, introducing these plastics and these chemicals in our waste stream and into our water system, because we're now becoming directly affected. There's a fantastic article, actually, in The Economist, I think it was this week or last week, about fertility drops and how that's starting to be directly related with these chemicals.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Let's take a short break. We have got so much more to talk about. Fabian Cousteau, Linda Daniels. This is our Perfco Green Hour, green by choice, of course. You can find out more about Perfco Green by going to perfgogreen.com. And about Fabian, wow. Yeah, fabiancousteau.org. Or go to the Dr. Pat Show website, click on the link. When we come back, what is it about the ocean that draws us so into its seduction of beauty? And why is it we pay so little attention to how clean we keep it? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Come on, snowstorm. Come on, fire. Come on, night. There's too many.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Are you tired or struggling to get to where you want to be in your life? Want some help getting to that next level? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and passionate champion of your complete success. I'm excited to give you powerful books, teas, and coaching to help you easily transform your life from the inside out. Now is the time to make your life sing. Visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for an initiatory journey to Egypt, May 2010. Picture yourself meditating in the Great Pyramid, cruising down the Nile on a private sailing yacht, and exploring ancient temples in exclusive visits. For a journey that expands your consciousness and opens your heart, call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Somehow, not maybe, just not right now.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. What a great conversation. I have to tell you, we are so jazzed and absolutely honored that, first of all, Perfco Green and Linda Daniels and Tony Tracy and all of the folks at Perfco Green have decided to bring this message out in a big way through the Perfco Green Hour. And again, go to perfcogreen.com, find out lots of information. But more importantly, you can take action now. Replace those garbage bags that you're using with a biodegradable by Perfco Green, and it is a natural process. It's easy to do. It's in retail stores. We know how to get this, and we'll find out more later on. Fabian Cousteau joining us here today because this is an individual that has a purpose, a passion, and being fully empowered to make a difference and encouraging all of us to do so. I want to thank you both for joining us here today. Fabian, before the break, I kind of asked a question, but it's a question that, you know, I'm guilty of, too. Here we have the seduction of the ocean, and it really is, you know, anybody that has ever spent any time either looking at it, being in it, or being around it, gets the sense that there truly is the god Neptune doing something down there. And yet, at the same time, we are not connected to the purpose and passion to keeping it pristine. And that is really kind of a mystery for me. And that was, Linda, of course, what we were talking about during the break. Why is it that we can swim in the oceans of Hawaii or wherever you live, the Atlantic, the Pacific, and yet at the same time don't recognize that we are really in a crisis state with this?
Well, it's funny. It's such a dichotomy. You hit the nail right on the head. There's a wonderful, romantic, mysterious allure to the ocean. You envelop yourself in this blue liquid, and instantly it coddles you, and it's one of those things that just calms you and soothes you, and you feel at one with nature and everything else. And it's also a fun place to be, and it's full of discoveries and full of mysteries, and it's our final frontier on this planet. But you know, as you were mentioning, we don't feel a recognition of our impact, because up until fairly recently, we thought this place, that this magical liquid realm, was indestructible. It was too big for us to influence. It was too vast and full of resources for us to exhaust. But now we're facing some very dire consequences because of our ignorance. And I hope that by listening to programs such as this, we're able to all realize that we really have a very, very big impact potential, whether it be negative or positive. It's all in our hands, and it's the way we recognize that this is one and a connected system with what we do on land. It's all connected.
It is so all connected, and yet we really, and I'm not just saying that, you know, it's somebody other than myself. It's all of us have disconnected from it. I mean, it wasn't in my own life experience. It wasn't until growing up we could no longer swim in the Jersey Shore. There was a period of time, and Linda, you know this, you know about what happened with the Hudson and all of that.
Absolutely.
Do we have to get to that place, Linda?
Do we have to get to what place, Pat?
Do we have to get to the place where, unless we see the evidence of this, as Fabian talked about, we're not going to take the action? Or is it that we just don't know what to do?
You know, I think it's a little bit of both, unfortunately. I think that we have lived in a world that we have taken for granted for so long, and now when we are faced with some of these extreme challenges and the extinction of so many of our wonderful resources, you know, it's now, oh my God, what do we do? And like so many things, we have to really connect and grow together and collaborate. And the reason that this show is so important to me is that it's so important to reach out. And, you know, like we've always said, Pat, it's like, you know, one person doing one thing and making that connection to somebody else, and then it goes on and on like a pebble being thrown into the pond, and you've got those ripples going out. But we are at that place, and it's people like Fabian and the things that the projects that he's doing, which are so many, diverse, but all at the same time connected, that he's trying to make his mark to make people understand that it's just the little things that they could be doing on a daily basis as in regards to our oceans and our lakes and our rivers, that could help.
Fabienne, in your experience, what have you seen in terms of people changing their behavior, as Linda is talking about? What have you seen to be the most effective way for us to assist each other as human beings to make a difference?
Well, the power of human beings. I have great faith in human beings for a number of reasons. One of them is that they're kind of a last-minute creature. You know, we kind of contemplate, we kind of sit back, and, you know, all of a sudden we start panicking. But at the very last minute, we can pull miracles. And it's one of those situations where now we need to start creating miracles. But those miracles don't need to stem from the tops of government or the big corporations. They actually come from each and every one of us. And it's one of those fantastic things that human beings are capable of. I've seen over my lifetime wonders and mysteries in our oceans and new species and just the life and death battle of, you know, a mantis shrimp versus an octopus. It's one of those things that just sticks out in my mind. They're fantastic experiences. But now I go back to some of these places and I can't bring my friends and family to these places and show them all the wonders because they're gone. Now, that said, that's not everywhere. There's still a lot of places out there that are fairly pristine, that are in fairly good shape, that are definitely worth saving. And it's a matter of knowing. You know, people protect what they love. And that's what my grandfather used to say. It sounds so simple. But if you think about it, if you understand what's going on in our oceans and how we have an impact on our planet, especially with regard to our ocean, all of a sudden, that empowerment and that educational aspect and that caring aspect comes in, and then we're motivated to do something. And that could be as simply as doing a community project where you protect the local waters around you from our everyday influence, from our everyday waste, and so on and so forth. By doing that, you can give nature a leg up on healing. Look at, for example, the oldest marine sanctuary in the world, which is in New Zealand. It's called the Poor Knight National Marine Sanctuary in New Zealand. It's one of those places that is a fireworks display of life. It is a fantastic place to go diving. And the reason why it's that way is because we've been able to say, okay, this place is being cordoned off so that nature has a chance to have a sanctuary, in a sense. And it's a prime example of how we can make a difference and we can create those types of places so that we have a chance at giving back to our children what we've thus far taken for granted. Look at the influence. For anyone out there who might doubt the power of influence that our species have on the ocean world, if you've ever taken vacation and strolled down a tropical beach far away from anyone, I would venture to bet that if you just scoop up a handful of sand and sift through that, you'd see little plastic pieces hundreds, if not thousands, of miles from human activity. That's how powerful our influence is on the oceans and on our planet. Mm. So if we can try and keep that stuff out of there, out of our waters, that's a really good start right there in terms of helping our oceans heal.
Absolutely.
And for anyone out there who's an entrepreneur, there's mm-hmm. a lot of recycling to be had out in those oceans.
Well, yeah, there clearly is a lot that we could do. I mean, we have done we have done so much to talk about plastic bottles, for example. You know, we've done so much to discourage people. Some cities have even made it illegal to have bottled water come in plastic. And yet we have revenues of bottled water in this country, you know, in the billions and growing every year, not to mention internationally. When we come back from break, we'll be going to be hearing what Linda Daniels and Perfco Green are doing to make this easier for us. And from our very special guest today, Fabian Cousteau, we're going to be giving out information on how you can find out more. And what did he say to Oprah? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Ready to manifest your heart's desire? Want to know the secret to navigating life's in-between times with confidence and skill? Ready, Set, Manifest with Life Coach Debbie Lacey offers real tools to coach yourself through the in-betweens and leaps in life. Say goodbye to being stuck and hello to Ready, Set, Manifest. Visit theinspiredcoach.com and join the next Ready, Set, Manifest telegathering. You're not lost. You're getting ready. Visit theinspiredcoach.com.
With the changing economy, how will you take care of your health without breaking the bank or adding more hassle to your already busy life? Best-selling author Kat James' Transformation Orientation Teleseminars could be the free ticket you're looking for. During these free evening phone sessions, Kat will answer your inside-out health or beauty question live and present the principles of her acclaimed total transformation programs and best-selling book, The Truth About Beauty. Find out if Kat's renowned approach could transform your looks and life as you enjoy the call from the comfort of your home. With zero investment or obligation, you'll hear Kat tell her incredible story of transformation live, as well as other inspiring success stories. Get the latest news and recipes and lifestyle strategies. Enjoy exclusive discounts on Kat's programs. You'll even have a chance to win an 8-week full curriculum teleprogram valued at $600. Visit www.thekatjamesshow.com to register for Kat's free transformation orientation teleseminar today.
Are you feeling a little lost, powerless to overcome your challenges? Dawn Stansfield is a compassionate healer and intuitive messenger who focuses on your self-empowerment by examining current-day circumstances, whether they are past, present, or future. She offers practical tools to help you overcome difficult situations and move forward in your life path. For a private consultation, contact Dawn today at 425-453-8180 or visit dawnsvision.com.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in just 1 hour without suffering or willpower? Kat James says yes. Hear what transformed Kat and others as you jumpstart your own freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths with pioneering experts and real-life stories. Kat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Kat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Dr. Pat Show Network. Visit thekatjamesshow.com.
Hi, I'm Teresa Gertz, and I was a winner of Dr. Pat's Makeover 2009. While a part of me set aside expectations of winning, another part of me started to act as if I'd already won by taking steps on my own in the areas of my life that I wanted to change. This was the most important piece for me. I continue to benefit from the makeover, and I'm oh so grateful to be back on track and paying it forward to my community. Visit drpatsmakeover.com for information and entry form. That's drpatsmakeover.com.
You can barely see the ground or touch the sky. Your high horse is taking off and left to you. Nowhere to be found, better off dead. Well, so you said, but don't worry, we all fall down somehow.
Someday, not somehow, not maybe, we're gonna make it out alright, just not right now.
And speak well.
Wow. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. you know, there's so much that we could all learn. What a great show. I have to thank Perfco Green and Linda Daniels for inviting our special guest, Fabian Cousteau, to the show. There's so much we're talking about, and there's so much that we're not talking about, but we're going to make sure that you have information. Before we continue with Fabian, Linda, I would like for you to kind of give us an update. And then I want to talk about the media influence. I did mention Oprah before the show because Fabian was on Oprah's show. And, you know, Oprah is influential, whether you care for the show or not. Oprah, Ellen, some of these folks out there. And I'm just curious about what it is going to take for us to get the attention of some of these folks. First, Linda, let's go to you. And then, Fabian, I'd like you to kind of share a little bit about your experience. Linda, can you give us an update on Perfco Green and how people can find out more about you and how people can get the bags?
Sure, Pat. We've been launching some new products recently that we're very excited about. As you know, we have our biodegradable 13-gallon tall kitchen handle tie bags that have their own dispensing system, but we are now launching a 13-gallon drawstring bag because it seems that that's what the Americans want in their waste baskets. So we're coming out with that, and we're also coming out with biodegradable food storage bags, from sandwich bags to the quart and gallon Perflock bags, which we're very excited about. And, you know, the biggest news and something that we're really, really excited about are the PerfPower batteries. Our batteries, PerfPower batteries, are the cleanest and the greenest batteries in the marketplace. But even more importantly, we are offering, for the first time ever, a free, totally free recycling for PerfPower batteries at irecycle.com. And I also might add that every time you purchase a package of PerfPower, Perfco Green batteries, 5 cents of every package will be going to Autism Speaks. And we're just thrilled to be able to do that. We're going to be on QVC, and that's going to be coming up in a couple of weeks. We're going to have a six-minute segment with Tony Tracy on there selling PerfPower batteries. It's going to be a very exciting little segment, and we will be giving 10% of the shows of the 6 minutes to Autism Speaks. So we're very excited about that. And, you know, I think it goes back to, and one of the reasons why I wanted to do this show with you, Pat, Green by Choice, is that we have so many, there's so many easy ways out there to make a difference and to create less of an impact on our environment. And at Perfco Green, that's really what we're all about. We're all about creating products, everyday products that we all use, like trash bags, that will create less of an impact, make more of a make way for a better environment, and it's just so simple. And having a show like this, Green by Choice, it gives people a chance. The famous people like Fabian and Sam Champion, et cetera, to talk about what they're doing and how they're doing it, but also for ordinary people like me to just get out there and do one thing that will make a difference.
Well, thank you for doing that, Linda. You know, Fabian, isn't it exciting what she's doing? I mean, shouldn't the world know about the alternative that Linda and Perfco Green have provided and their passion about this?
It's fantastic to hear companies like Perfco Green really take the lead in providing alternative to the traditional products out there that are so polluting. Linda was mentioning batteries, which we haven't talked about during this show. But that's another wonderful way to reduce some of those toxic elements that go into our waste stream. You know, one watch battery, think about the power of one watch battery. That is enough to pollute 100 gallons of water. So, you know, if you can eliminate or choose an alternative to that polluting watch battery or that polluting AA battery and so on and so forth, and go to something that's a little bit better for the environment or even a lot better for the environment, such as the batteries that Linda Perfco Green are offering, it's already a step in the right direction. It's starting to curtail our bad habits. And we can have a very positive impact, a cumulative impact, if we all start doing this.
Mm. You know, this is, Linda and I have talked about this. It used to be we had the excuse that the technology wasn't here or we couldn't be innovative enough. And so we've kind of moved beyond that. We've not only, you know, here at the show, been able to have these conversations with Linda Perfco Green and with folks like you. But, you know, we're getting ready to launch a campaign with a company that uses atmospheric water, meaning water from air, the purest water we can get. But not just for the few, for everyone as a grassroots movement. And that's what I wanted to ask you about. You know, you were on and you are on Oprah and other shows. How can we help get their attention so that we can get the word out to more people, so to speak?
Well, you hit a very important point right here. You're really good at that, by the way. it's all about information, about sharing information. And one of the things that in the past, we couldn't do is share information very readily. Nowadays, with social media, with the internet, with the accessibility of all sorts of types of information, such as your show, there's no reason why we can't share information for the betterment of our planet. Even people like Oprah, like Matt Lauer, like a bunch of our decision makers on Capitol Hill and so on and so forth, who are in positions of power, who we assume know. Very often they do not know. They're consumed by their world, by their responsibilities, and it's our job to explain to them what we know and to try and work together on solutions. And that's why this is such an important show. The television shows that you'd mentioned earlier are very important as well. But word of mouth is probably the most powerful way we can start making a difference. If we tell our family, if we tell our friends, if we tell our neighbors about what we know and our concerns, and maybe even go one step further and try and change the way we do things, create community programs and such, even if it's just within the neighborhood, then we can make a real difference.
Wow. Linda, you know, Fabian just shared so much about an initiative, and I know that we all are out there. We go to Go Green Expos, Fabian. We're actually going to have a live street demonstration here in the Pacific Northwest. Linda, from the perspective of what Fabian shared about the grassroots movement and, you know, getting the word out there, you know, what is it that you and he can do together? And thank you both for joining us here today. What a great show.
What can Fabian and I do together? I think we can do more of just what we're doing now, holding the conversations. You know, holding the conversation, reaching out to people in our own spheres and letting them know what's going on. It's just so important. But then being able to take a step in the right direction and actually saying, okay, I can do this. I can make that change. It won't hurt me. It won't take anything out of my day to do something a little bit different. And I think that's kind of what Fabian was saying as well.
I love it. I want to thank you both for joining us on the show today. What an incredible conversation. Thank you both for doing what you do.
Thank you, Dr. Pat, for having us on.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Thank you, Fabian. I hope you both will come back. We'd love to have this conversation again. Thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. Remember, it isn't the big things always that get the changes made. It's each and every one of us taking that first step, that second step. And to just know that even that step that you make, even if you think it's not enough, it is enough. And part of this is for us to give you the information to put the sources and the resources in front of you. And I got to tell you, it doesn't get any better than this. Fabian Cousteau, go to his website, fabiancousteau.org, or Alinda Daniels, Perf Go Green. Check out their website and what they're doing, perfgogreen.com. And we're going to get more information about when they're going to be on QVC so we can let all of you know. Remember, we're here at the Dr. Pat Show to do nothing but support you. You are the inspiration for me personally. It's why I get up every day and I love what I do. Remember, care for yourself as we care for you and as you care for the planet. Have a great day, everybody.
Taken off and left to you, nowhere to be found.